Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, sitting on a strange day here in Northeast Ohio, celebrating the Guardians as they embark in the wild card series against the Tigers. That is at home, and that starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Again, tickets are available for all three games. Hopefully, they only need two, and hopefully the Guardians win those two games. Plus, you've also got the reaction day from the Browns and Lions as they take off for London a little later this week. They'll take on the Minnesota Vikings. They lost yesterday 34-10, giving up 14 points in that final quarter and ended up losing 34-10. But you know who was there for everything you wanted to listen to yesterday, immediately following the game? That's right. The man to my left, Jeff Phelps, and this man, Tyvus Paul. Hello, Tyvus. How are you?
Partner.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
We were talking baseball. We were ecstatic. Everything was good. And then all of a sudden, we got back on the roller coaster and started talking about the Browns and things. Don't feel real good right now when you think about where this team is and what can be fixed, what can't be fixed, the long-term prospects of what this season may be, looking at the draft. I mean, there's just so much there to kind of digest. Let me start with this question. What happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday is that we didn't have no checks and adjustments. I think they came in with a game plan. Obviously, it looked good to open the game with being able to... They started to go up, and they ended up scoring a touchdown right away, and it was great. And then the Detroit Lions made some adjustments, and we did not, and that's what the game came down to me. I think that they got to do a better job of handling in-game adjustments. You know, even listening to Stefanski talk after the game, you know, he talked about how he – didn't, you know, they had a game plan for Aiden Hutchinson, and he was a little bit better than they thought he was going to be. My thing is, he should have been able to make those adjustments to be able to do what he wanted to do on offense. The fact that we didn't speaks a lot.
So let me get this out of the way. Boy, that defense is pretty good. Yesterday, of the 34 points, 24 directly set up by either turnovers or the special teams mess up on the punt return. What's impressed you about the defense? What do you like about it?
I like the fact that they have the ability to really shut down a lot of the run game. I know Jahmyr Gibbs had a really good game, you know, late, but they did a pretty good job of keeping him contained. You know, we talked about, you see, they wanted to take shots to Jameson Williams. They did a good job being able to protect that. And I think that pass rush is doing a good job of getting to the quarterbacks to slow down a lot of the things that they want to do. I love the tackling on this team. Don't feel like they missed a lot of tackles. And, yeah, and they're not really giving up explosives. I think that's how you become a successful defender. You can eliminate explosive plays, you can play this game for a long time. And the Browns do a really good job of eliminating explosives.
All right, do me a favor. Tell me what to do, a quarterback on this team. What are you going to do?
That is the million-dollar question.
You're getting daddied in the background, aren't you, Tyvus?
Oh, yeah. You hear my daughter?
That's okay.
Yeah.
You can take care of her for a second if you need to. We get it. We understand it.
No, she's fine. Okay. She was asking for her iPad. Anyway.
She's like, Dad, I don't understand what's going on with the Browns quarterback situation. Will you tell me, please?
She's just as confused as everybody out here. She's just trying to get answers, too. But anyway. I think with the Browns quarterback situation, it's so hard to tell because we're so quick to say, you know, Joe ain't good or Joe ain't got it no more. But we also will admit that we're struggling at the tackle position and the pressure is getting to them. You know, you want guys to be able to make plays. And then, you know, some of the things that's getting lost in it is the fact that none of our receivers are making plays like that. You know, Judy had 9 targets and only had 3 catches. You know, guys aren't coming through and making those plays either. So it's not all on Joe. Yes, the quarterback gets all the glory and they receive all the criticism, but we can't be naive to the fact that other guys, there's other pieces to the offense, and those guys aren't doing it either. Now, the only bright spot on offense is number 10. That's been it. So I think, I would like to see Dillon Gabriel in there sometime. Maybe, you know, the way that he gets the ball out of his hands quickly, maybe that fits Kevin's style. You know, when you look at Joe, Joe does want to kind of push the ball down the field, and we criticize him for checking it down a lot. Maybe Dillon Gabriel fits the Kevin offense a little bit better because in Oregon, he was taught to get the ball out your hand at a decent time. And that's what he's been coached to do, and that's probably what Kevin wants to see.
Do you want to expose one of these rookie quarterbacks to the rest of the offense right now, Tyvus? Or does that not matter at this point, knowing that you're sitting here with a couple of number one picks and looking at a quarterback next year?
I think you owe it to yourself to see what you got. I mean, I think at the end of the day, they really didn't think that highly of neither one of those guys, because if they did, they would have taken them in the first round, you know? So ultimately, I believe that they're going to try to take a first-round quarterback next year anyways. Now, problem is, if you're watching a college game, none of those guys have emerged as being a top guy, you know? So if that's the case, you might as well try to develop the guys that you have. And it's so hard trying to develop 2 rookies at one time. They're trying to get them going, and I think that the best way is you got to rip that Band-Aid off at some point. You know, and I know a lot of people is like, well, you don't want to demoralize them if they go out there and have a bad game. My thing is, if that kid can't bounce back to play in the next game, or that one game messes his mentality up that much, was he ever going to be the franchise guy to begin with, you know? So I think that fans is growing tired of seeing the same old thing. And if you want to spice it up and keep people engaged, then you got to make that change at some point.
Not a lot of people are pointing fingers at – I shouldn't say that. People are pointing fingers at special teams. Dude, what's going – I mean, they're not helping out either. And they didn't help out yesterday. How does that change?
Special teams is just an all-out effort play. It's one play that you give out all-out effort for, you know. And I'm not saying that the effort isn't there, but you got to coach those guys up to be more disciplined in what they're doing. You know, when you talk about punt returns, you know, you punt the ball and the punt team fans out and everybody has to stay in their lane. You know, you dominate your lane. Guys start crisscrossing or get pushed out of their lane, it creates seams. And when you create those seams, good returners find them, and that's how you get a touchdown. You give up a touchdown. So these guys got to do a better job of fanning out on the field, making sure that they dominate their lanes, and just making sure that they make the play when it comes their way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
If you're the Browns, you see an issue, you go trade for Cam Robinson, who's been kicking around the league the last couple of years with a number of teams. How much are you helping yourself? A little bit? A lot?
I mean, you at this point, you're trying to get some experience. You know, you can't – it's not like you can coach a guy up on the fly and have him come in and just play. You got to have a guy that's done this job, you know, in this league and have some type of success with it. And I think that's what they're doing. That's why you go get a Therrell Mumford last week. That's why you get a Cam Robinson this week. You get guys that actually played in a game that's had some success, and you're hoping that they can come in and plug and play right now. Because if this was like training camp, you know, maybe you could go take the chance on somebody else. But at this point, you're in the middle of the season. You got to get guys with the experience, and that's what the Browns are trying to do.
If you're walking in that locker room today and you're a leader on this team, what are you saying to your teammates?
The Vikings is a team that looks very beatable. Obviously, right now they're down to their second-string quarterback. Their defense isn't playing well like they have been in years past. This is a very gettable game. We're not going to London to have fun. We're going to London to get back right. This is one of those get-back-right games because you walk out of this game 2-3, you look around the rest of the division, you got a chance. You got a chance to try to get back. The Ravens aren't what you thought they were. Cincinnati, we'll see. Without Joe Burrow, the team that you're chasing the most will be Pittsburgh, which you play them next week head-to-head. You get this win in London, and then you find a way to beat the Steelers. Now you're sitting at 3-3. They'll be sitting at maybe 4-2, maybe 3-3 as well. Now we're talking about a whole different ball game. So they just got to find a way to get this win by any means necessary.
As a defensive back during your playing days, what did you think of other wide receivers? Did you see a guy and you thought, that guy's great, this is a star player, this is the type of talent we have to deal with? Or were many of the guys, just guys who ran the patterns and caught the ball if it came their way? You know what I'm saying? I don't think the Browns have the wide receiver who's going to scare a defense. So as a defender, what do you do against guys who aren't that type of a wide receiver? Like, there's no Justin Jefferson here. There's no DK Metcalf. So as a DB, how do you play these guys?
I mean, you play them honestly. I mean, first of all, unless his name was Julio Jones or Antonio Brown or something like that, you kind of looked at everybody as even keel. Everybody that's in the league is good at something. There's something about them that makes them stand out to be in the league, whether it's speed, whether it's route running, whether it's physicality. You know, those are like the three main things that kind of separate different wide receivers. So when you look at us, you look at a guy like Jerry Jeudy, that's a guy that's supposed to run really good routes. You know, he's supposed to be really good getting in and out of his breaks. So I know when I'm going up against a Jerry Jeudy, when it's time to get out of his, when it's time to break, I got to make sure that my feet is 1-2. I can't be messing around. I got to get out of breaks. And then with him, with a guy that runs routes as good as he does, anticipation has to be it too. You know, you got to believe that your pass rush is going to get there. And if you look at the film and the history of what we're doing this season, it's not a lot of stretching downfield. So I ain't got to really backpedal out of there. I can sit on a lot of routes, you know, and I think that's the part of the offense that we need to get. Right now is the time to capitalize. People aren't seeing a lot of us go vertical, so they're going to sit on a lot of routes. Now it's time to hit some of those double moves, you know, block it up with 7 if you got to. But we can really start to get on teams, especially early, jump on them early by running some of these double moves. Now, it's hard to do it at the beginning of a game because that quarterback arm might not be warmed up. He might miss the throw. So that's why you see oftentimes coordinators wait till second quarter, third quarter, or late in the game to be able to pull some of these double moves off. But I think Joe Flacco has been playing in this league for quite some time. I think he should be – you let him know early. Yeah, we start the game off with some type of double move. He will be ready to hit it because that will be a big play. That would take the momentum away from that team, and now you're playing ahead instead of behind, which always is a better feeling.
We know the offensive line has been an issue. I say that to set up this comment. Joe Flacco has thrown the second most passes in the NFL. Is that the best way for this team to win?
No, because right now our wide receivers aren't playing at that type of level right now. So okay. I think the best way for this team to win is to run the ball. You know, the strength of your team is the middle of the interior of your offensive line, and I think you got to utilize those guys. Quinshon Judkins is the only guy on that defensive sphere, and you got to find a way to feed him and give him that ball.
All right, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you one Ohio State question. Where do you think the Buckeyes are sitting right now? How do you think – I mean, they finally had a Big Ten game. They went out to Washington. They won 24-6.
What do I think about the Buckeyes?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the Buckeyes right now? Because the one thing that I think is interesting is I thought the offense got conservative against Washington early on in that game and then kind of opened things up. I felt a lot like Texas for the first half. I don't know, just kind of your thoughts as they, you know, now they're into the heart of the Big Ten schedule.
I think the Buckeyes is one of the best teams out there right now. I mean, if you look at the way that they're playing, they're dominating their opponents. I know the Washington game started off slow. Obviously not getting a turnover on downs in the red zone and then fumbling the punt was not ideal. But the way that that defense played, you know, Damon Williams is one of the best athletes out there in the game right now. He hurts people by being able to utilize his legs, and he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the game right now. He hit a couple of passes that I was very impressed with to show off his accuracy. But what makes him so dangerous is also his legs. He had, I want to say, negative 29 yards rushing. So the Buckeyes did a really good job of being able to swarm him and not allowing him to get comfortable in that game and be able to do the things that they want to do. I think when you look at the Buckeyes, I think they're the best team in the country because they show up and they dominate games, you know. Obviously, the Texas game was only a one-possession game, but that's the first game of the season. Since then, they've had some pretty dominant performances. The only place that really people can question mark them on is their scoring in the red zone, which has to get better. Obviously, I just told you they're often stalled on the first drive of the game when they got down to the red zone. They got to get better in that aspect, and I believe they will as this season goes on. But if you look around the board, those young guys that needed to grow up have fully developed right before our eyes, and they playing some really good ball.
Brian Day said that after the game, too. All right, hey, Tyvus, thank you. We'll see you this weekend on the Browns Radio Network, bright and early on Sunday morning, my friend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.